Today, we will continue our study of history and technology. Remember that last week, we were talking about predictions, about how difficult it is to predict the next big thing in technology. Many people have tried to predict the future, and, well, let's just say it hasn't gone well. For example, there's the telephone. When it first appeared in the 19th century, many people thought it wouldn't last. In 1876, a worker at the British Post Office said this, "The Americans have need of the telephone, but we do not." He basically said that the telephone was unnecessary. He didn't think it was dependable at all. It was a terrible prediction. Terrible because it was incorrect. Today, telephones are everywhere, and many people say they cannot live without their cell phones. Cell phones are an indispensable part of daily life. Then, there was this prediction in 1903. The horse is here to stay, but the automobile is a fad. A banker said this because he thought that cars would not be successful, even though people were starting to use them. The news reported a few days ago that there are now more than 1 billion cars on the road worldwide. They are a convenient and reliable form of transportation for many. We can all agree that the automobile has been very successful indeed. The third prediction in our list was made in 1948, and it was made by a radio announcer who was talking about television. She famously said this, "Television won't last. It's just a flash in the pan." No one knows for sure, but experts say there are around 1.4 billion TV sets currently in use around the world. TVs have become an affordable device found in most homes today. It's easy to look at these old predictions and laugh, but not all bad predictions are old. Not too long ago, in 1995, an engineer said that the internet would fail. He predicted the collapse of the internet. We all know now that was a terrible prediction. Today, over 3 billion people use the internet, and the number is growing.